Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Very excited to be with you, and let's get straight to it. I am Annie Fry, and I am joined by my good friend and coworker, Erica Murphy, with Magic Expeditions.
Yeah.
Vacation planner.
Me.
Hi.
Remember me.
Yes, that's right. Erica and I have been doing this podcast now. This is, I believe, the eighth episode, and today we are talking about budgets. This is a big, big, big episode, I think, because people always want to know, give me the ballpark of what it costs to go to Disney World. So Erica, as she is apt to do, planned out some, I guess, fake vacations for imaginary families.
Yeah.
And you're going to kind of walk us through. This is this family. This is when they want to go. And this is what it's going to cost. So I'm pretty excited about this. If you have any questions, you can reach out to this podcast at Annie Fry Show. That's Annie Frey Show at gmail.com. And you can also ask Erica any specific questions about potentially planning a vacation for you. Cost you nothing. To go to Erica at magicexpeditions.com, and that's Erica's E-R-I-K-A. Yeah. Did I say all that correctly?
You did. You said everything really.
I didn't even have any of it written down.
I know. I'm really impressed.
You should be, because I've screwed it up many times.
I say sometimes I don't even know if my own mother can spell my name right with a K, so that's really, yeah, that's really impressive.
So set us up here. If we're talking about a Walt Disney World vacation, and you all, if you're brand new to this, are kind of curious about what does this cost? What does that cost? Tell us about the first family we're going to meet here, and what their vacation is going to look like.
Yeah, so right now there's currently a promo going on called Gift of Magic. So I know there's still time to get in before January. You will miss some of the deadlines of getting some fast passes and stuff, which we've talked about in past. But there's a really great promo that goes until April. So if you're looking for, it's a 25% off room discount. And so that's what I did for the first one. It's up to 25%. It depends on what resort you stay at. Mm-hmm. And it goes off of rooms available, not time available.
So anytime they run these promotions, if you come across, first of all, as soon as you search anything Disney World anywhere, and even if you're looking for Disney World in your closet, you will be served ads in your timelines, yeah, for Walt Disney World, and they'll show you promotions that they have going on currently. It's important to understand that when you are talking about those room stay promotions, that they will say if it's 10% off any room at a value resort, they've determined a specific number of rooms that promotion can be applied to. So you got to get in there and get one before they're gone.
Yeah. And the good thing about the promos, too, is even if you book now and say you're going in July or August, if a promo comes out for the time that you're there, we can apply to your already reservation. So just because you've booked doesn't mean that you should hold out until a promo comes, because even if you book and have that deposit down, we can always apply the reservation.
That is such a huge, huge point. So to reiterate what Erica was just saying, I've done this multiple times. So to hold a reservation, all Disney asks of you is $200 that is refundable up until a certain point, which Erica can explain here in a second. You can secure your 4-week vacation with $200,
yeah,
or a long weekend, whatever you're, mm-hmm, doing. You can put $200 down. That $200 is applied to the total cost of the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've put that $200 down, you are set. You are secure in that promotion. When can that $200 be refunded, and when does the amount in full need to be paid?
So we need to be paid 30 days before arrival.
Check-in.
So before,
yeah,
check-in. So that's when everything needs to be paid in full. So whether you want to make, you know, payments of $100 or you want to make payments of $20, that is the minimum. You can make $20 payments. So if you're going till next year, and I'm not very good personally at budgeting, so maybe this would be something that I would need to do, is to make $20 payments every week, then we can certainly do that too, just as long as the balance is paid in full within 30 days of arrival.
So, and then what is the furthest out you can book a vacation?
So right now they have through 2020. So they have a year in advance. There are cruise itineraries for 2021 that are out there. But it's typically about a year in advance. So I would think that this spring they'll start opening up some 2021 dates for booking.
What is the latest you're allowed to plan a Disney vacation?
You could go this weekend if you wanted to.
Okay, bye. I'm out. See ya. Yeah. I got nothing to do this week at all, so
no,
I'll be going
nothing.
To Disney. So you can. So that's the thing that I think is important is people think, oh, I'm going to have to save up all this money before I can go. Mm-hmm. If you plan a vacation that is far enough out, you can be doing the saving and applying the payments as you make the money. I personally am a big advocate of, for my family, I want the vacation to be completely paid for on day one of the vacation. So if that means saving up money or figuring out other ways to save on your purchase for a Disney World vacation, and I can give you a few of those tips as well, I like to make sure that whatever amount of time that exists between booking and actual travel, that is enough time for me to have saved up enough cash to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to go into your personal finances and budgeting and judge you for what you do. But if you are like me and you like to have that that ability to show up on day one of your vacation and not be thinking about money, that's honestly the biggest part of my vacation is not thinking about money, because I manage the finances in the house. Yeah. And when I go there and things are taken care of already, that is very mentally freeing for me. So one of the ways that I will tell you, I think we can do a whole different podcast on this as well, is just different ways to save booking your Disney trip. But one of the ways that I do, and that you certainly can as well, is if you are saving, like maybe you're making that $50 a week payment or $50 a paycheck payment.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you can do is buy Disney gift cards. And I know Target has a 5%, I think, discount if you use the red card. I've never done it at Target, but many, many people suggest that you do this, that if you go to Target and use your red card, they have a 5% discount. So if you buy a $100 gift card at Target for Disney, then you pay $95 for it. Well, if you're paying a few thousand dollars for a Disney vacation, 5% is a lot of money saved.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Sam's-like Costco type of club that exists that you can buy a membership online called BJ's Wholesale Club. And you can get a membership annually for as cheap as $10. And they will at times, for instance, this past Black Friday, they had one that was 7% off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought a few thousand dollars worth of gift cards. So I had been saving up to pay for the Disney vacation. And I took the money I was saving up, bought the 7% off gift cards, Disney gift cards from BJ's Wholesale Club when they were running an extra promotion. And then what happens is I hand all those Disney gift cards over to Erica, and she applies them to the cost of my trip. So what can a Disney gift card pay for you?
And I think that's important to note, too, that if any Disney card can pay for anything, so it can pay for your trip, it can go towards your balance, it could be used in the park, it can be used for souvenirs. I've had people that have, you know, given their kids a $100 gift card or however much and say, this is your money. If you want to use it day one, use it day one. If not, I've had people that have gotten them through church or through school and use that bounce back.
Yeah, they
promotion.
Have that. I know that at the church and schools that I've been affiliated with, it's called Scrip.
Yeah.
And you get them at a discount there. And then that extra savings actually goes to the charity. So if you are looking to do something good for somebody else and not save the pennies, you can certainly do that as well.
And I hate that we even have to say this, but it's any valid Disney gift card in the world of the internet. I think we all know that there can be some third parties out there that are. Just make sure that it's a credible source that you're buying these. If it's a valid Disney gift card, then it can be applied for anything in park or your reservation.
Perfect. So that's just one of the ways that I personally have saved, but the promotions certainly is another. And the third way that I would tell you right now that I've saved is by using a Disney travel agent. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a very, very key thing. I happen to know Erica because we both work in radio. I have a show called The Annie Fry Show in St. Louis, noon to 3 at 971talk.com/Annie. But Erica sells advertising here, but her side hustle is to do Disney planning and Disney trips. And so we kind of realized that we both had that Disney bug together. So we have had many an evening conversation about Disney. And the thing about that you started this conversation with is that if I book a plan, if I book a program, a travel date with you right now, and it has a specific promotional plan on it, if something better comes around in January, mm-hmm. or in February or in March or whatever it is, you can take that new promotion that's better. And as a travel agent, you get tipped off a little bit earlier about mm-hmm. some of these things sometimes. And you can apply that and grab that promotion before it's out for your clients, because you know what they want. You know where they want to stay. You know what kind of trip they're already planning. And you can apply that before, in some circumstances, every circumstance, other people like me, if I'm just trotting through the internet and stumble across some promotion, I might not be able to access it.
Yeah.
Because it might have been used.
It might have been used. And I mean, we're looking at it all the time. We get the promo emails. We get the travel agent emails. So, it's something that if I'm looking at multiple reservations, I can typically do it a lot quicker than five people that are looking at one at a time.
Yeah.
So I get really excited. Like the day that the promos come out, it's like Christmas all over again, because I know that I get to save my clients money. And that may mean that you can extend your trip. It may mean that you can save that money for in the park souvenirs, mm-hmm. or maybe you didn't get the memory maker. And so, you know, it's really exciting to kind of find those, mm-hmm. those deals that kind of come along.
Yeah. So I know that, for instance, last year when we booked my family trip that we took in July of 2019, free dining came out.
Yeah.
And we did not have free dining applied. And I think it ended up, I want to say it ended up saving like $1,200 or something.
Yeah.
It was a significant amount of savings that I didn't have to pay. And when you use it, when you use an agent, you don't pay them anything extra. They get paid by Disney, mm-hmm. basically. So yeah. it's a no-brainer. So yeah. if you have questions while we're walking through some of these budgets, just send Erica an email. It's erika@magicexpeditions.com.
Yeah.
Magicexpeditions.com is the website.
It is.
And yeah. you can go learn about Erica's profile there and all the other fun people at Magic Expeditions yeah. as well.
Some fun little tidbits about me.
Yeah, exactly. and ask those questions. It doesn't cost you anything to ask a question. Doesn't cost you anything extra to book a vacation with
no.
her. It's just it's a no-brainer for me.
And if you are thinking about, you know, oh, I have these dates, I may, you know, consider going, quotes are free. Mm-hmm. So just reach out just to see how much it would be. There's options that we could do to, you know, depending on how many days, how many nights. So yeah. So quotes are absolutely free.
You can
too.
Have a lot of conversation about Disney and it not cost you anything.
Absolutely.
And you can know that when you arrive at the decision to finally book, you're making the best decision financially, mm-hmm. getting the best deal when you work with Erica.
Yeah,
so tell absolutely. Us about these families that we're planning here a little bit more.
Yeah. So the first one, like I said, we did the Gift of Magic, which typically the room promos are either a room promo or free dining. So if it's free dining, you pay standard room. So we've gone through and done to see what is more advantageous mm-hmm. for you, whether it's the dining or the promo. So in this scenario, I used a family of four. So I have two adults and two kids. I know we've mentioned this before, but any kids under the age of three are not recognized by Disney.
Yeah, so. Not real people.
So they're
just
free.
Just revel in that while it lasts.
Exactly.
Because I have a three-year-old and a nine-year-old
yeah.
who actually, by the time this airs, will be 10.
Oh.
I'm going to go cry.
Yeah, don't.
This is terrible.
Oh my gosh.
This is so sad.
Yeah, no.
I keep like, he's up to my chin now.
Yeah.
And every time he hugs me, I always push down on his head a little bit to see if I can make him short. And he's always like, Mom, stop it. I'm like, well, you stop it.
Yeah, stop growing.
Man. The other day, he comes up to me and hugs me, kisses me on the cheek and stuff. Yeah, you hold your little baby tight.
Oh my
you
God.
Hold your little baby boy as tight as you can. And he kissed me on the cheek and he hugged me. And when I hugged him, I'm like, this is like hugging a small man.
Ugh.
It broke my soul.
Yeah, I don't. Are you ever prepared for that?
No.
Yeah.
No. I would change his diaper right now if I could.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really mind blowing, and I'll tell you that I didn't realize how fast time was flying until when I took him to Disney World the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He had never ridden on a roller coaster before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's kind of a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Erica, you can come with me next time and we'll go on some roller coaster. I'll get you on there. But he did the Barnstormer, which is like Goofy's mm-hmm. Barnstormer. And it's kind of a low intensity roller coaster. And he did it, and it got done. He's like, let's do it again! And I was like, oh. And then now he's done...
Everest.
I think he's done everything.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's one he hasn't done.
Did he do Rock and Roller Coaster?
That's the one he hasn't done.
Yeah.
That is the one. Because he did all the mountains. He did Splash Mountain. He did Space Mountain. He did Thunder Mountain. He did Mine Train. He did Barnstormer. He did Everest. And he loves them.
Yeah.
And he just grew up in front of my eyes. But I got to do that at Disney. And I will revel in every time we get to go back that we will watch.
Yeah.
Just how much they've grown.
Yeah.
But I'll still have those moments where he was timid and holding on to his mama.
Well, and that's what I can't.
My gosh.
I know we say this all the time, but I cannot emphasize enough that Disney is not just a theme park. It's mm-mm. not just rides.
It's an experience.
It's the whole experience.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, having your 9-year-old grow up in front of your eyes. And my mom used to say, you know, she would pay over and over again because her 16-year-old would turn into a 6-year-old again. And it's worth every penny. And, you know, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like going into Disney as a parent now. Like I watch these commercials that come out and, you know, I'm in advertising, so I get it a little bit deeper. But, you know, there's the one where the little girl was like, I'm going to Disney with my best friend, and it's her dad. And I'm like, ugly crying. Like, I just cannot wait to experience.
Okay, fine, I'll go again, too.
Yeah,
like,
I know, I get it.
It's just, it's the whole experience.
And I say this every episode, but I need to say it again, because if you're new here, you're thinking, oh, she's one of those Disney people. Mm-hmm. I was not a Disney person. We were getting on the plane and I'm like, well, we've never done this, but we think it'll be really great for the kids. Mm-hmm. Could not wait to go back.
Yeah.
So you got a family of four,
yeah,
two kids.
I'm going no, up that's on fine. Some, I'm feeling okay. all the feels today.
I know, right? So two kids that are...
So we did 5 and 9. So
okay.
I did middle of the road because, mm-hmm. you know, and again, that'll vary whether they're older or
yep.
younger. So right now I actually got a Gift of Magic, which is the other thing that gets really exciting for me, is that if I can find a room with the promo. So I did this for January 11th. So it's less than a month away. And
and when did you run these numbers?
This morning.
So like you could.
Yeah.
Do this in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Like this was available.
This was available this morning, and it was at the Contemporary, which I got really, really excited about. And
are you going to book this trip?
That's
for
what I was like. Dan, can look at what I found. Like, can we go? No, Erica, we're going in May. So this was for two adults, two kids. The Contemporary, which is a deluxe resort, so it's
yeah.
on the monorail with easy access to Epcot.
This
and
is fancy
Magic
living.
Kingdom. This
yeah.
is this is fancy. This is a main tower lake view,
mm-hmm.
so it's a fancy room. 4-day base tickets. So I did it for 4 days, 3 nights, which
mm-hmm.
we always say. 4 days is probably a minimum to go
yeah.
To see all four parks. Dining, whole.
This includes dining?
This includes dining, the whole thing. How much do you think? This is going to be fun.
4 days of the Contemporary?
Uh-huh.
$6,200.
$4,500.
Bye!
Yep.
Oh, I'm out! Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
With dining tickets and everything?
Dining tickets and everything. $4,546.62.
The only drawback to that is that you could do this right now. If you have like a late, Christmas celebration, you
yeah.
could still sneak this under the tree if you celebrate on New Year's here.
Yeah.
Because this should be coming up on, let's see. The 28th, December 28th, right mm-hmm. before. I mean, if you are in a position to be able to drop that kind of money and go right away, you can go right away.
Yeah.
I like to book them out in a distance so that I have the ability to
plan and yeah.
save. And I would bet, too, in January 11th, that would probably be after the back-to-school rush is... Like, it would be maybe even able to get some good reservations.
Yeah. And, I mean, there
Holy
is...
Cow.
I know. I got really excited about
Erica
this.
Erica@magicexpeditions.com. That's Erica with a K.
And then, again, like I said, we can alternate these with... There's, you know, different dates
mm-hmm.
with... Well, I don't know about the dates for the promo, but, you know, the length of the stay. This was for 4 days, 3 nights. So...
What does the dining include on that?
This is just the regular Disney dining. So
is that two quick services?
It's one quick service... One table service and
oh.
two snacks per day.
So for each person who goes, so you would have each day, you would have...
Each night. So each night of your
Yes,
stay.
That's... Yeah. For each night that you book in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. you would have the ability to eat at a quick service, which is a walk up. Some say fast food, but I think that kind of cheapens the experience from time to time. And a table service, which can be anything from your like standard sit down Applebee's kind of experience to something that is a character meal, buffet, or just like I can. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Artist Point with Snow White and the dwarves, and that's some fancy eating too.
Yeah.
So, and then two snacks as well.
Yeah.
So you're well fed on that. You're well fed.
Absolutely. And that's what I mean, you can do the deluxe dining, which is three table service, but they're credits. So you don't have to use a table service, quick service. You can share meals. I mean, Dan and I have shared plenty of meals.
Especially the table service ones, because you get like appetizers and entrees.
And they're huge portions.
Yes.
So, you know, it's you can totally do that. So so that's a very affordable promo that's out right now.
Totally.
I'm assuming nothing has come out yet, but I would think that sometime in Q1, I would say January, February, that they're going to release another promo for later in January 2020. So if you're listening and you want to get on a waiting list or just to hear what's going on, feel free to email me and I could just shoot you an email when these promos are released.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that you're thinking about, you know, maybe you want to do something in the future. But I would say that I would highly expect another promo to come out for late 2020.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. So that's Family of Four. That's at a deluxe resort with 4-day ticket with dining at $4,500.
Yeah.
So and that's high end.
Yeah.
That's if you want to go and you want to pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
That's not value resort. That's not without the dining, blah, blah, blah.
So I took our same family of four and I wanted to see kind of what the difference would be like without a promo. So the rest of these are standard rates. So if anything, a promo is released, it would only go down from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the same exact family.
You just said that and kind of passed over it, but it's important to understand that once you book, it can only get cheaper.
Yeah.
So if there's a good deal that is out there that you can grab, book it, put your $200 down, and then if something else comes out, if prices go up, yours will not go up.
Yeah,
if prices go down, Erica can grab that for you and save you money.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that happens and you can't go, as long as it's before 30 days, you can get that $200 refunded.
And you can also get travel insurance too, which if you're doing like a cruise or something, I would highly recommend doing that as well, but that's something. Disney pricing is also based on peak times, so it's going to be dependent on the seasonality and when you decide to go. So for the next budgets, I took our family in September because I thought that would be a good time right after school gets back. The crowds are going to be low. The weather's still going to be nice. If you go kind of later in September, it kind of gets into the fall feeling with pumpkins and all that good stuff. So fall's a really good time to go to Disney as well. So I took our family of four, two adults, two kids, same 5 and 9 in September. I did a 4-night, 5 days. So staying an extra night so that way you're not so rushed.
Yeah.
So at a value resort, All-Star Movies. So this is the value property. 4-day base tickets, same as the package before, Memory Maker, Disney Dining, 4 nights, 5 days.
Uh-huh.
So you would only go to the parks on the first 4 days, $3,357.88.
Wow, that's like almost $1,300 cheaper.
Yeah, so that's the value. And that's staying
with
an extra day.
Mm-hmm. You get an extra night in a value at a low traffic time in September, which is not a bad time to go.
No. The weather's beautiful.
And you save almost $1,300. That includes 4 nights stay. That includes dining. That includes tickets.
Memory Maker.
Memory Maker is the thing that they do to help keep track of all your photos so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
$3,300?
Yeah, $3,357.88.
So if you think about that, you know, if you're somebody who wants to budget and you're working hard on saving and you don't want to overspend, this is going to still get you the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
At a value resort. And I just punched this number in here real quick. And $3,300 total for that trip for 4 nights, 5 days, once a month, or if you pay once a month, you're saving about $366 per month that you're setting aside for this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be a vacation that
Yeah.
You are not going to feel like you sacrificed anything to stay at that value resort and the memories. So if you're looking at trying to get into Disney World and you think it's too expensive, just put it into those perspectives. $366 a month. If you do it every paycheck, it's $183 a paycheck that you set aside for this vacation. It will be very well worth it.
Yeah. And that gets kind of the all-inclusive feel. So it's going to have your transportation. It's going to have your food. The only thing that that doesn't include is like airfare. So if you want to fly or drive, that would be the only difference. And then that would be your family's vacation. And like I said, it varies. Even if you go the following week, the pricing would be a little bit different. But depending on the age of your kiddos and what property you stay on, it's very affordable.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. What's the last one you got?
So, I took our little family along the path. And so then I pulled a moderate. Mm-hmm. So French Quarters, which we all know is the Fry family. Family fave.
Yes. I just have to get rid of one kid to be able to stay there.
Sorry, Evelyn.
All right. Oh, I don't know about that.
She can come stay with me.
Yeah, no kidding. Honestly, planning vacations going in the future, my consideration of, my in-laws have gone with us before. I would almost rather get two rooms and pay for the accommodations for my in-laws to come and split the kids up and do it that way than in some cases pay for the bigger rooms to accommodate, because you're squishing all five people into one room. So,
yeah, I have a family that's doing that in July that they have three rooms that we got one of them adjoining and one across so that they can, the little 5-year-old can run back and forth and, see a little bit different space. So, yeah, that's totally doable. So our FFF, Fry Family Fave,
French Quarters. Lots of
so same timeline, 2 queen beds, 4-day base tickets, Disney dining, $3,937.38.
Wow.
So for about $500 more, you can get the moderate resort, which is going to give you...
So this is the same amount of time as the value?
Same exact dates, same exact times. So I just took the same trip and just put them in a value, moderate, and then I have a deluxe, just so you can kind of see the different pricing.
Okay. So $500 more for the moderate.
For the whole week.
For the whole week. That is pretty amazing. And I will say, too, that if you're looking for something to satisfy... this isn't the way it is for everybody, but for me, French Quarter specifically, because I have personal experience in staying there, I've only stayed at French Quarter in Riverside, that resort satisfied my need for a vacation feel that was a little toned down but still had the Disney touch, the Disney magic. It wasn't like Disney smacking you across the face, which is still amazing, and the kids love it. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's personal preference. Mm-hmm. But for my husband and I to be home, not working and on vacation, that was a little extra touch for me that I really enjoyed at the moderate resort.
Yeah, the rooms are going to be a little bit bigger. The beds are going to be a little bit better, bigger. So it's just the All-Star has the larger than life Disney characters.
Yeah.
French Quarters is going to have more of a relaxed feel. So just depending on what your family's looking for, those are definitely two strong options.
All right.
So then finishing us off in the deluxe resort, I put us back in the contemporary so you could also kind of see what the difference is between the promo and the non-promo. So same time frame, same family, same kids. This is going to be a garden wing. So this total for the deluxe was $4,790. So
$4,700?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 14 more. Was it 14 more than the value-ish?
The value is about 33, yeah.
Okay. But then you get to walk to Magic Kingdom.
You get to stay on the monorail.
And that's with the same amount of dates as well.
Same amount of days, yeah. Yeah. So that's going to give you the deluxe accommodations. It's going to be 2 queen beds and 1 day bed. So the room's going to be bigger. It's going to give you a little more space. The transportation's going to be... you'll have the monorail right there that you can go back and forth from Magic Kingdom and Epcot. So the accommodations are going to be a little more convenient as far as the transportation. So it's just what's important to your family. If you're going on a short trip, I definitely think that that's something to take into consideration if you have the money, the budget that allows you to do so. you know, it's definitely all three of those are good options. And these are all, like I said, these are all standard pricing. So if you look at the promo pricing for this January in the Contemporary, it was $45. So for one day more, it was about $200 more of the standard, and that got you a whole extra night. So you can kind of see what the promo does a little bit with the room discount.
That's awesome. So if you've been thinking about booking a vacation to Disney and you don't know what you need to know. You know enough about Disney World that you know you need to know a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. and that there are ways to do it that where you can just absolutely kick Disney's butt, or there are ways that Disney can kick your butt and mm-hmm. you just feel a little intimidated by it. I want to remind you that that is exactly why we're doing this podcast. This is a way to learn about the ins and the outs of Walt Disney World. I know that we have people who listen to this podcast who are Disney enthusiasts. They are very mm-hmm. they are well more versed than I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly Erica is the expert in this room. I am the newfound fangirl, and I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here. So if you are interested in learning more about Walt Disney World vacations, I would highly encourage you to check out the previous episodes of this podcast. And I want to give you a little heads up that we are going to be expanding the Pixie Dust podcast to become its own podcast. Very excited about what is in store. Some really cool things happening here in the background. And you are going to be the first to know, because you've been here, and we are grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So please stick around and look for the next episode that will be airing next Saturday right here. But also, you will be one of the first people to know when the new stuff happens that is in the works at this point in time. If you are considering booking a Disney World vacation and you have questions, I can't stress enough about how non-high pressure Erica is at all. She's just happy for you. I mean, legit,
excited.
She's just really, she hasn't met you yet. She might not ever meet you. It might only ever be online communication.
Yeah.
But she is excited for you. She loves sharing Disney. And
we're going to be best friends. That was, I think, pretty sure the first thing I ever said to you.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way that went. And here we are. I don't know if this is like some voodoo that you put on me and I just went along
dust.
With it. Yeah, it is. It is pixie dust. So email her at erica@magicexpeditions.com. That's erika@magicexpeditions.com. You can email her any questions that you have. No commitments whatsoever. She can give you quotes. It costs you nothing to get quotes from her. And once again, a reminder that booking a Disney World vacation with a travel agent costs you zero extra dollars. And in fact, in my opinion, will almost always save you money, because they'll get you the deals and discounts that Disney puts out, in many cases before you can even get them for yourselves. So thank you very much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it with a Disney-loving friend, or maybe somebody who doesn't quite share your affinity for Disney World yet, but you know they want to. And make sure you check out the previous episodes. We'll see you next time.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.